After more than 3 hours of listening to the public and discussing among themselves, members of the Plymouth Select Board voted 4-1 to include the residential neighborhood abutting the beach in the town's beach permit program. Whitehorse Beach Parking Committee member Alice Baker stated part of the problem.
Every corner here has become a hangout with their bucket of water to wash their feet and sand off their bodies, using towels to cover themselves as they undress. And when they are done with their children, they leave their trash and dirty diapers for us clean up after them.
Extending the permit program will treat the neighborhood streets the same as the parking lots at Plymouth Beach, Morton Park, and other ponds. Residents will have to buy a $50 permit to park on the streets. Resident Dan Lane was among the objectors.
The key is to find parking, not take it away.
The parking committee plan included 2 guest passes per address. Select board members could not agree on that. They've asked for a more detailed plan in 6 weeks. That plan should address accommodations for rentals, visiting nurses, building contractors, and others. In Plymouth, Charles Matheson, WATD News.